Hello, viewers, listeners, rather, and welcome to Robin Cooper's World Cup Podcasts edition. Robin Cooper, of course, the man speaking now, or it'll be recorded, so it'll be in the past, but the present for you, I suppose, or if you haven't heard it yet, the future to be. I have a sore throat, as you notice, a frog in the throat, as a couple of people have called in to suggest via my mind. And in fact, I have been trying some remedies. Martin Bale, my friend, told me that I should suck on a piece of onion peel, which had no effect. And then he said that I should just suck on a damp piece of tissue paper, which seemed to make it worse. So, if you're listening, Martin, I'm not very happy. And we're back with the World Cup podcast, because the crux of the matter is, of course, the England game. England, as you know, have just played America, and it was quite a good game. I was going to say a wonderful game. I didn't see it all because I was choking on a piece of damp tissue paper for quite a lot of the time. But the score at the end was a draw. I can't remember if it was 2 goals apiece or if it was 3 or maybe it was 0-0. But no, there were goals. Maybe it was 1 apiece. I seem to think. Yes, no, it was 2 goals each because Sutherland scored 1 for us and then Nigel Hampton scored 1 for the Americans and then Sunderland, Ian Sunderland scored for us, who incidentally plays for Sunderland, and then the American player, William Hartfinger, scored in the 90th minute as the bell went, as it were. It was a shame to end in, not tragedy, with a goalless draw. Well, we say goalless because if you take 2 and minus 2, it's the same as not scoring. So there was no need to actually play the game. I thought everyone did well. Behaviour was fine. They were quite polite. And one thing I was quite found quite distracting was the noise in the stadium. They had some trouble with a large wasp's nests, which caused buzzing, but luckily no one was stung. So, all in all, come on England, it's draw. I've just heard it was 1 goal each, just as breaking news, it was 1 each, but come on England, you can do better. In an ideal scenario, if it's 1-all, try to have another goal, and make sure then, I've heard that the goalie did something in which his hands caused the ball to go physically through them, and which meant we lost. Well, that's all I can say now. I'll be signing off, and hopefully my throat will be better. Martin has just told me that I have a new remedy to suggest, which is licking on little pieces of dried paint, which I will try and no doubt give you the results, as it were, just like a football match. Well, take care, everyone, and enjoy the nice weather, and don't forget to drive commensurate. Bye-bye, the World Cup. Congratulations.